standing on our rather large balcony at the B&B Villa San Marco, which is literally in the Valley of the Temples at Agrigento, on the southern coast of Sicily, having travelled, well, you know the score, having left London at 4:30 on Monday afternoon, travelled to Paris, where we stayed overnight, travelled by TGV to Turin and spent the afternoon there, taken the train the next morning to Milan, spent the day at the World Expo, saw the cathedral on the way back in, took the sleeper train at 8 o'clock in the evening, and was still on it the next morning, arriving into Palermo yesterday at 4:30 in the afternoon, dead on time to the second, and then catching a lovely, modern, air-conditioned regional train for 2 hours from Palermo to Agrigento, and being picked up by a taxi, brought down the hill, snaking roads, and then a rather bumpy country road down to this lovely place, as I say, in the Valley of the Temples. You can see one of the temples from the hotel grounds. And after settling in for a bit, we went out down to the main sort of house, where, along with a couple of other guests, the owner and his family shared some wine and liqueurs. What a lovely welcome, what a lovely place to be. And a good night's sleep. And now, to get on with the day. It's quite a breeze, as you'll feel. Northerly. Quite cool, actually. I think the sky is clear. It's got that that smell I can only associate it with holidays. It's sort of just a sort of fresh green smell, but quite a warm green smell. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but it's a smell that I remember from family holidays to Mediterranean destinations. Really happy to be here. We've done it. We've come all this way by train. What a brilliant, brilliant thing to have achieved. Done. One of the nice things with the grounds at the hotel here is that they have various birds. I think this morning I thought it was Mark making funny noises. But actually, on reflection, thinking about the reviews that I've read and everything, I think it might be the peacocks. They also have a couple of dogs here, one really titchy little one, and one big one, bigger than Vance. Some kind of local wolfhound type dog. With sort of folds and skin, I was feeling him. But not in an overweight sort of way. Apparently they took him to the vet yesterday, and they said that he was too thin. But he seemed to be a gorgeous dog. Yeah, I'm going to walk back in here. I don't know if Mark's still awake. He woke up as I was trying to get out the door. Still awake? Just doing a little recording, saying how lovely it is here.
It is very nice.
It is.
But if you want to watch me at this time in the morning, you'll have to pay.
I'll tell you what, I'll pay you by organising a trip from London to wherever we are.
Doesn't count, you've already given me that up front. Stupid bargaining.
Sorry, I should have done that in advance, shouldn't I? All right, well, I'll organise another trip at some point in the future.
I contact my agent when you do. Now I'll get up soon.
I've heard that one before. And this is the Mark who, last night when talking about the swimming pool, oh yes, I'll be up there early in the morning swimming, and I reminded him of his...
Early morning swim? I didn't say quarter to seven swim.
This is early... Well, to be honest, early morning would have been about an hour ago. So, this
I
is...
I think given they don't stop breakfast till half eight.
This is just morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, I got this sort of... Well, of course, you know. It's almost as though, you know, I'm a brilliant... he didn't say this, but, you know, the suggestion was, mornings are no problem for me, you know. What rubbish are you suggesting? And as we all know, Mark is far from a morning person.
I'm giving you the finger in my mind. I just can't be bothered to move.
It's 10 to 7. I'll stop the recording. And then you can say whatever rude things you want to me.
I can't believe you get on the 10 to 7.
So you can't believe what?
We can't breakfast until half 8.
Well, who's, they said you can swim any time.
Yeah, you can swim any time.
Yeah?
I am going to swim at 7 o'clock.
Well, you're not going to then go to breakfast in your swimming trunks.
No, but breakfast lasts for like 2 hours.
Yes, and we were going to go to the Valley of the Temples nice and early before it heats up and before all the crowds come out, since we're on its doorstep. Am I right or am I right?
I think we just have different conceptions of early.
Yes, I know. Your early is about 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Whereas mine would be about 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing we want to be doing is being in the middle of the Valley of the Temples, still trying to find stuff at 2 in the afternoon when we're burning up. Glad you agree.